This episode was sponsored by Critical Dice and the Endless Bag of Dice.
Welcome to the Compendium, a resource designed to help you spend less time learning D&D and more time actually playing. Welcome back to the Compendium. This week I am joined by a secondary host, so I've got my host as always, Jason, and then I've also got Cameron Ackerson from the D&D Coalition, because we are doing a side quest this week, and I'm really excited to just have a discussion with two other D&D nerds about the top challenges that people who play D&D face in the game, or running the game, or playing in the game. So Cameron, do you want to introduce yourself a little bit and kind of tell people what the Coalition is in case they're interested?
Yeah, absolutely. Hello, everybody. My name is Cameron Ackerson. I am a fellow nerd. A while back, I started this group called the D&D Coalition. And essentially, it's just this collaborative place for content creators. And we bounce ideas off one another. And yeah, a lot of collaborations.
Yeah, it's a great resource for anyone that's just looking for inspiration on basically anything. So definitely check it out. We'll put a link to the Coalition in the show notes so you can find it there. But yeah, so we've been covering all of the rules for a while now, Jason. We just finished the races in the Player's Handbook. Both of us needed a little bit of a breath from kind of just like going through the rules and hitting the road with all of that. And so we wanted to do something different and take a side quest this week. And so what I did is I went out to some D&D groups that I'm on Facebook and anonymously asked, hey, what's your number one challenge playing D&D? And I got some really great responses. And so I just want to talk through those and share our own experiences with maybe similar problems and offer suggestions for people that are dealing with the same thing that they might be able to try or implement at their table to make gameplay a little bit easier or kind of bring the fun back into it again. Sound good?
Yeah, sounds good.
All right. So the very first question on that note is how to ensure that everyone, including the DM, is having fun.
That's a really good one.
Yeah, it is.
Written like a true DM.
Yeah. So that's, I think, the biggest elephant in the room, you know, is that delicate dance, making sure that everybody equally feels autonomous and heard. And also like the DM feels appreciated. So I think from a DM standpoint, selfishly, of course, I would say express gratitude towards your dungeon master. And that right there alone will instantly make the DM feel like, oh, this is worth it. They really appreciate all the time I'm putting into this. So for players, that's an easy one. But for a dungeon master, that's definitely a little more tricky.
Right.
Yeah, for sure. And I think also, too, like Cameron was saying, like the communication, but also I'm a big advocate of setting the tone or preemptive kind of action, you know, the ounce of prevention versus the pound of cure, and setting up the expectation at the beginning of the game and reminding them that this is a collaborative storytelling game and that this is something we do together, and that as the players, they have a really powerful resource, which is the power of choice. And with that choice, they have now a responsibility, like Spider-Man, great power, great responsibility, to use that choice to tell a great story and to make sure everyone's having fun. And hopefully that will mitigate people who are kind of like running off and doing their own thing, and that causes the rest of the table to kind of groan and frustrates the DM or other, you know, kind of common behaviors. And so I think just setting that expectation goes a long, long way. And then if they all agree to it, and then there's a problem down the road, you can say, hey, remember how we talked about this and how I bring it up like every couple of sessions? Yeah, so that's not really happening for me right now, and I wonder if you could help me. And having those kind of conversations. I know that's hard because there's a lot of D&D players who hate social confrontation. It's just one of the many, many skills you get to learn while playing Dungeons & Dragons, not just math.
Yeah, I had an issue with, I don't want to say an issue, but I had a similar situation with one of my games where it seemed like my players were just like not having a good time. And so I basically brought it up. I was like, hey, are you guys like not digging my homebrew? Because I can come up with something else for you. You seem like you just don't want to have anything to do with this. And what it was is that they were just really deep into role play because their characters were in this situation that their characters would not want to be in. And so they were basically wanting to like get out of the circumstances because of the character. And once I knew that, it made it a lot easier for me to go back to having fun instead of feeling like everything I was doing people were going to hate because I realized that they were actually super into it. It was just being perceived incorrectly on my end as a DM.
Yeah, and that's you gotta watch out for that too, because from a DM standpoint, you know, we're behind here, we have all the answers, and it's really hard sometimes to read your players' faces. And I think one actionable thing that you can do is, and this is actually for my player, he told me, he said, you ask basic questions, you're gonna get basic answers. So ask your players. One thing that I do is like, if I notice a specific player that if they're really into like a, like what we're doing at that time, I'm going to write down, make a note. So like, okay, Natalia, she really likes it whenever I bring up notes about her family and her character's backstory. So then that's one thing that I know, like as soon as I start mentioning that, she's hooked, she's in. And then, you know, Alan, he really likes it whenever we talk about different magic items and discovering things. So taking notes like that, but then also just asking them, you know, hey, what do you guys want to see more of? More magic items? Do you want more lore, background, story? What would you like to see more of?
Right. I think that is really, I mean, it's going to be hard because I think everything we're going to talk about today is going to boil down to like communication, which sounds really nice and fluffy, but it's really hard to do in real life. And so that's going to be the baseline here. But hopefully with some of those suggestions, like you had, like, hey, look at your character sheets, pull out some like nuggets of information that's going to show your players that you were thinking about them and you're sprinkling their backstory into your campaign and kind of draw them in organically is really great. Thanks for equipping the compendium. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast if you haven't done so already, since new episodes are published every Tuesday and Friday, or Monday and Thursdays if you guys are a patron on our Patreon account. If you enjoy listening each week, a great way to help support the show outside of contributing to Patreon is just by sharing a link to this episode with a friend. We hope to see you back in a few days for our next episode, where we will be continuing our discussion, delving further into the wonderful world of D&D.